The COP30 climate summit entered its second week Monday with increasing calls for action. Pope Leo XIV joined in, urging countries to take more concrete action, saying creation is crying out in floods, droughts, storms, and relentless heat.
The Paris Agreement has driven real progress and remains our strongest tool for protecting people and the planet. But we must be honest. It is not the agreement that is failing. We are failing in our response. What is failing is the political will of some.
Vulnerable island nations have pressed for more ambition at the climate talks in Brazil, as world leaders have begun to acknowledge that Earth will almost surely go past a hoped-for limit of 1.5 degrees Celsius in global warming. Several leaders from Global South nations gave emotional testimony about devastating costs of recent extreme weather and natural disasters. Jamaica's Economic Growth Minister, Matthew Samuda, said Hurricane Melissa changed the life of every Jamaican as it became one of the most powerful Category 5 hurricanes ever.
The result? Hundreds of thousands displaced and critical infrastructure destroyed. Storm surge reached 13 feet and rainfall in the coastal highland in the central highlands surpassed 30 inches within hours. This is the new face of climate change.
Jamaica was just one of the small island nations at the summit demanding cuts to greenhouse gas emissions. Maina Vakafua-Talia is Tuvalu's environment and climate minister.
We are seeing the 1.5 target disappear before our eyes. We as small island states need to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. It is the line between our survival and loss. The real moment of truth for all countries attending COP is that we must leave Belém with a package that keeps the 1.5 target within reach.
The foreign minister of Mauritius, Danajai Ramphul, said the climate crisis is today's reality.
It is burning our forest, bleaching our corals, flooding our coast, and damaging our ecosystem services beyond repair. Our very existence is at stake. Excellencies, a decade after the promises of the Paris Agreement, despite our good intentions, we realize that we have not done enough. Our planet demands action now. COP30 must be the moment of truth.
Those calls from island countries come alongside other calls for phasing out fossil fuels linked to climate change. And those demands were echoed by a group of scientists and former world leaders called the Elders. They urged delegates to take stronger action. Johan Rockström is director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research.
And here is the statement, and we will now walk over as scientists and hand over one copy to each delegate entering the plenary. We want delivery against this scientific statement. It has to be alignment. We have an unacceptable gap between what the politics are able to deliver and what science shows is necessary for our human future on planet Earth. Thank you.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.